BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There is innuendo bingo with Hugh Stevens, who gets it right in the face. And Chris and the team attend the British Kebab Awards. You'll hear everything that happened. And if you want to see the video, have your cringe glands ready. They might flare up. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now. Scott Mills here. Hello. So Thursday lunchtime is on. We'll get into innuendo bingo in about half an hour from now. Yesterday on the show, you may have heard that Chris here managed to blag himself a place as a presenter at last night's British Kebab Awards. Now, I couldn't be there last night because dancing, but I watched the whole thing unfold on Twitter and also from various personal text messages that I got from the team that went.
It very much was a Team Mills outing, but without you.
Did you enjoy it?
I really did enjoy it. It was stressful.
Did you embarrass the show?
No, absolutely not. No, I didn't.
What, even in those suits?
There are pictures of the suits out there. They're on my Twitter and your Twitter.
But I actually couldn't believe it when I saw them. So you hired these suits, right?
Yeah, really last minute, we managed to get hold of these suits.
Is that all they had left?
It was a bit of a sort of smash and grab, so to speak. But we needed suits, and they were the ones that we were kind of suggested. Do you know what's weird? In the shop, when I saw the suits, I thought, actually, they're quite good. But not in a way, I wasn't trying to be like dumb and dumber. I just thought they looked like nice suits. But weirdly, when we got them to Radio 1 and we walked into the toilets, then walked out, yeah, one at a time, looked at each other and just thought, jeez, that's not right.
Yeah. You looked quite, I don't know what the word is.
Producer Will was wearing an orange tie.
Yeah, there was an orange tie. Then I remember I saw a picture of you stood at the British Kebab Awards and you were really clashing with the carpet. It looked like you were standing on streaky bacon.
I put on Twitter, too jazzy?
It made me laugh. I mean, people would have seen you three coming, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt we bowled into the room. It was like Macklemore or something on Thrift Shop.
It wasn't anything like that. Wow.
Okay, so we got the suits, we got in, found out that definitely we're going to present an award, it's on.
Yeah.
The thing is, we sat there, sitting there in itself, it was a proper awards do, massive awards do.
Yeah,
We looked on the table plan, amazing news. I was on one of the top tables. I was on table 8, next to a Lord, a Mayor and an MP.
A Mayor? Okay.
And but anyway, what they wouldn't let producer Will and producer Gary sit with me.
Oh, I bet it kicked off.
So anyway, I decided to take one for Team Mills and I would go sit with them.
At the back?
Which I think, I don't know if it annoyed them slightly, but suddenly we found out we were on table 80.
Is that good?
As far back as you could go.
Oh.
But all the same, on a table, it's fine. And then we just had to wait for the big moment. The thing is, we saw some other awards going on and they had a presenter there the whole time who would do a speech. And then all one at a time, these guests would come on stage, generally MPs,
yeah,
you know, dignitaries, that kind of thing.
Dignitaries from the kebab world.
Yeah, and they would do, and they would just open the envelope and announce the winner.
That's what I told you to do yesterday.
Yeah, which is what you did actually say.
I did say that. A speech, the winner does.
But by then, I had it in my head that we're doing a speech, if anything, just to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
And
that went down well.
So we've got the results of this later on.
2:40, we're going to play this. I haven't heard this yet.
I panicked just before we did the speech.
Yes.
There was an incident involving producer Will here and basically it threw me just before I went on.
Yeah. So we'll have all this for you at 2:40. I've not heard it yet. I don't want to hear it until we play it on air because I want to cringe along with
the
people listening.
There's a video as well.
Oh, God. With the people listening at home.
The jokes didn't go down well.
No.
Let's just put it that way.
So not that I'm saying I'm always right, but if you could do that again, maybe if we like take yourself back to 24 hours, would you say maybe the speech was a bad idea?
I won't do the speech.
Right, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oi, Rude, why haven't you been answering my text today? I've offered you a lot of chicken for lunch and you...
Oh, no way.
Yeah, you missed out because you didn't reply to me.
I got no phone.
Got no phone.
It's not working.
Why?
It's currently in a box of rice.
Oh, no.
Is
down the loo, was it?
No, it wasn't down the loo. Last night.
To get rowdy at the Kebab Awards?
Not really. Just before I went on, when I was desperately trying to think of what to say if I was to do a speech, producer Will here, decided to pour a drink over me.
On purpose?
I think he did it for the drama. Yeah. I think he did it because either you had a word with him and said, do you know what would be great? Just before he goes on, lob a drink over him.
I mean,
we need to also discuss the intro I had onto that stage.
Yeah, you see, we wrote that for you, but you didn't know what it was going to be. So was it recorded, or was it just some bloke stood at the front doing your intro?
There was a bloke doing it live.
Oh, amazing. Did they stick to the words that we provided?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, we'll play it later. But
you know your phone won't ever work again now, don't you?
Well, I've heard this.
I've tried the rice.
Is this what do they call it? An old wives' tale or something?
Well, I've had mine in Rice Hospital before for about 2 days, and it doesn't work.
No, but I know you. You would have taken it out several times, see if it works. You've got no patience in this kind of situation.
No, it's like, just whack.
I'm playing a long game with this.
Right, okay.
I don't really get how the rice thing works, but I'm happy
just
to
dries it
a
out,
go.
Apparently, but it's not worked for me. I also managed to... I've spilt a drink on Mark Wright's phone recently and also put it in rice for him. And once again, his phone did not work.
Did you pour it over him on purpose?
Yes. No, of course I didn't.
Of course you did.
No, why would I do that?
Glates did.
Anyway, added to the drama last night, didn't it? And that would explain why you're not texting me back. I'm saying you probably need to leave it in there a week.
A week in rice? Are you sure?
Yeah, I think a week would dry it out sufficiently. I've tried like 1 or 2 days. Doesn't work.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
And here's Hugh Stevens.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hey, can I still say Happy New Year?
If you want to. No, I wasn't doing it. I was going, yeah.
I'm not really seeing you, but...
I'd love that, Scott.
Yeah. Enjoying you on The Breakfast Show this week?
Happy New Year, thank you.
You enjoying it?
I am. I'm exhausted. Normally, I'm sleeping by now.
Are you?
Every day this week, I have a little...
Have a little nana nap.
Yeah, a little Groomy-esque nap.
But, have you done anything weird? I mean, I would go to the cinema and stuff like that. And I don't know why, it just feels odd when you do it in the day. Or, what did I do? I climbed a tree when we were doing the breakfast show. Yeah, weirdly. And yeah, there was one day I climbed a tree.
I don't know what happens to him, but like he... Obviously, you're spending a bit more time on your own, aren't you? Because none of your friends or like people are around. Mm. So he did actually, on the way home from the show, when we were doing breakfast a couple of weeks ago, saw a tree and was like, I could climb that. And then did it.
Then
couldn't.
I haven't climbed any trees.
Oh, it'll happen.
It is weird going, you know, home on the tube when everyone's coming out and you kind of, and then it's a bit confusing.
Mm. Yeah. Especially because you're like normally on it late at night. It's completely different.
It's the opposite end of the day, Scott. Yeah. I'm really confused. And I have been getting, my sense of smell's gone better since waking up early. I've only gone up for 4 days early, but I can smell things better. Do you find this?
What's that about? What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, it's like... weird smells at home.
Okay, you have gone actually, man. So you're announcing the BBC Music Sound of 2015 list.
Yes.
So number 5, George the Poet.
Yes.
Number 4, Rory. Number 3, Stormzy. And then today you announced at number 2, the magnificent James Bay.
That's right. Yes, number 2, straight in. We met him, he came in live. What a lovely guy. And what a super talented guy. We knew he was super talented already. Now it's official. He's on the Sound Of list.
So do you remember he stepped in for Lana Del Rey, who wasn't very well, to last minute do a live lounge on Fern's show?
Yeah.
And that trended like number one in the UK. People love this guy.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice to be there at the start of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, he's really excited about getting played on Radio 1. He came through BBC Introducing in June 2013.
Yes, really early on.
In his local area, which is BBC Three Counties Radio in Hertfordshire. And he's just, I mean, he's doing incredible things. He's playing the Future Festival for Zayn on Tuesday, the 13th of Jan. And you love him as well, right?
Yeah, it's all go for James Bay. As he said, Introducing was there really early. It's going to be a good one. We found out this morning as well that there's an actual place in Canada called James Bay. So I'm thinking, let's get James Bay to do a gig in James Bay in Canada. Maybe go out there, do a little documentary on it or something.
Right, so you just want to go to Canada, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yes, I do.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Right, so this is James Bay. This is his track, Scars, which Hugh played today. It's an exclusive track from his new album, Chaos and the Calm, which is coming out in March. It is Radio 1's track of the day, and he is number 2 on The Sound of 2015. Tomorrow, Friday morning breakfast show, Hugh will reveal your number 1.
I know, I'm excited.
Who is it?
Can't tell.
Here's James Bay, and next we'll play In Your Bingo.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Let us know if you are watching today. A bit of Thursday wetness is happening on the Radio 1 website right now. You can watch on your phone as well. Just go to Radio 1 on your phone. You're warming up over there.
Yeah. I heard Indiana's innuendo bingo was very wet. Is it the other day?
She's really funny. She just laughs at everything.
Fine.
Okay, so, water please, loads of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold back, Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
First, we're going to Radio 4 on Innuendo Bingo and their daily drama, Home Front. Now, undeniably, times were tough, but I do like the sound of the character and then the treat that they have planned here.
I'm like you. I don't like those places. In case I end up with a dose of the pox. You look disappointed. What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know. Tell you what. For a treat, I'm going to take you in the back door and then you can glimpse the servant in their natural habitat.
Oh, good-o.
Offering you the chance there to look at how servants live. And what a treat. Oh.
For a treat, I'm going to take you in the back door and then you can glimpse the servant in their natural habitat.
Thank you, Gary, for spotting that one in Derbyshire. Next to ITV and one of my favourite clips from Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo with Indiana. I don't know how he's blagged it, but Alan Titchmarsh has secured incredible access to the Queen.
Delightful as the company is and delicious though the finger sandwiches and French fancies are, I've come here to see something, dare I say it, even more exciting.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
No!
Straight on his head.
No, down the neck!
I do suppose that Alan is a gardener, so it makes sense for the Queen to let him look around.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
Right over there?
Yes.
And now another one from bingo regular Flogget. Paul Martin is an excellent host, but I do wonder if he maybe sometimes shares a bit too much information. You got your waters in there?
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it a wet one.
If you make the effort, it really does look great, doesn't it? It's just... Mm-hmm. It makes the room. And I'm so pleased. Yeah. I love it. It's nice to touch. It's very tactile. Mm-hmm. I love my wood.
Oh, Hugh. You're dripping.
Really
you're
wet.
Dripping.
All over my hair.
I love my wood.
That's Paul there talking about his mahogany wardrobe. Is that one?
Thanks.
I love my wood.
Robin Devon, thank you for sending that one in. Okay, now we're going over to the One Show. And presenter Mike Dilger sharing his idea of heaven. Well, he certainly really seems to be enjoying it. Got your waters there?
Mm-hmm. I love my wood.
No, that's the wrong one. Sorry. Hang on. What's going on? Oh, yeah. Here we go. Over to you, Mike.
Come on, come on. There we go, there's the blow! There's the blow! Blow again! Oh, fantastic! Oh, yes! Get in there! Saw the fluke! Oh, that was glorious!
What are you doing, Mike?
What's all that about?
He's watching humpback whales off the Irish coast.
Ah, right, okay.
There we go, there's the blow! There's the blow! Blow again! Oh, fantastic!
Loves it.
Okay, so next we're going over to Clueless on BBC Radio Leicester. Now, the programme promises to challenge your local and general knowledge with Tony Wadsworth in the studio and Julie Mayer in the radio car. Now, I'm not sure of the rules, but Julie definitely seems to be winning here. You ready? Mm-hmm. BBC Radio Leicester.
Oh, I'm puffed out.
20
here.
Seconds.
Shut up, Tony. Look, I'm seconds from the door.
I'm going to have a lie down after this.
10 seconds.
I'm coming.
What is going on? What is that? What's that?
It's Julie in the radio car. It all happens on BBC Leicester, doesn't
it? I wasn't ready for that.
Mm. Water, please.
Is that meant to go out on air?
I don't know. I think she's doing some kind of treasure hunt thing.
Oh, no. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Julie there in the radio car, completing a timed treasure hunt. Thank you, Chris, for sending that one in. Now we're going... Who's wettest up right now?
I don't know. Bit of a draw, I'd say.
BBC 4 Extra now, and the sitcom, which is called Fags, Bags and Mags. No. Fags, Mags and Bags. That's the actual name of it.
Yeah.
Okay, water, please.
Mm-hmm. I need another.
I don't know what Fags, Mags and Bags is about, but I think I'm going to give it a listen once I can find where Radio 4 Extra is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be party to this.
So, Father Green, are you going to kiss my ring or not?
No! Oh, those legs.
I'm imagining you can find Radio 4 Extra on the BBC iPlayer radio app. Yes, you can. I've just looked. I'm going to listen. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be party to this.
So, Father Green, are you going to kiss my ring or not?
Father Green, of course, welcoming the new bishop to Glasgow there.
Oh. What a welcome.
That's what they do, I know. And now over to one of our favourites from the end of last year. As you take more water in your mouth, please, on Innuendo Bingo, we go to Eggheads. And I wonder if any of the contestants actually took advantage of Dermot Murnaghan's limited time offer.
Well, now, three rounds to the Eggheads. It means you're missing three brains from the final round. Planning to win. The Eggheads are all still there, so this is your last chance to not win out.
Sorry, that was a bad one.
Really bad. I told you, I've only got one pair of trousers.
That was straight in the face there. To be fair, though, you got him back as good.
Yeah. That's the game, isn't it? Sorry, Chris.
So this is your last chance to not win out.
Thank you, Dermot. And now an all-time classic from Dinner Date. And Christine's got some real concerns while she's cooking. Water? Here you go.
Christine is a little concerned.
I'm a little bit worried about the runniness of my pie.
You're right there, Hugh.
Oh, yes.
What's up?
Disgusted.
What's wrong with you? Oh, okay.
Confused.
Do you want to end it here?
I can take some more.
Okay. Maybe just maybe one more.
One more,
I think.
One for the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it from Radio 4 Extra?
No. It's going to be... Do you want some Dale Winton? Yeah? Dale Winton. It's a classic. This one's always going to be on, I think, for as long as Innuendo Bingo is. Dale presenting the National Lottery.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Yeah, we are. Just for old time's sake, thank you, Dale.
Oh, well done.
And that was Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. Remember to listen to Hugh tomorrow to find out who number one is on the BBC Music Sound of 2015.
Pretend.
Pretty wet one today, lads.
Really wet.
Yeah, thanks for doing it. Thank you, Hugh.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I mean, I know you'd keep listening anyway, but hear what happened at the British Kebab Awards last night at 2:40 this afternoon.
We actually went.
You actually went and you presented an award. And I don't want to hear or see what happened. I know you did a video as well. I want to enjoy it along with everybody else listening and watching at 2:40. But you're saying the speech that didn't go as well as you thought it would.
What I'm saying is you're right with what you were saying yesterday in that I shouldn't have done a speech.
Right.
As in, I should have, my role there was to open an envelope and read some nominations.
Did you do jokes?
Of course I did. I tried to make it an entertaining speech. But we'll play it in a bit.
Okay, 2:40, we'll play this today. What happened at the Kebab Awards last night, which Chris managed to blag last minute as a presenter. Other stuff happening today. You know, I told you I was going to be dancing on the TV tonight on the One Show.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
I've been axed.
Hey?
I've been axed.
Why?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but this is true. So they are all rehearsing for being on the One Show now, and I can't be there, obviously, 'cause radio show. So earlier, actual Craig River Horwood comes up to me and goes, Darling, would you mind not being in the actual dance tonight, darling?
No, you've been benched.
I've been benched. So that's
how
I just
it
have
works,
to sit on
it?
A sofa and watch.
So Craig, oh no.
I know, isn't that awful?
Oh, Mills, now listen, I'm sure this isn't a slight on your dancing.
No, I'm not going to learn it in time. And they're all doing it now.
But ready, that's what they've said to you. They've said...
Well, don't start
no, I'm
this.
Not saying anything.
I'm not confident enough as it is
no,
as a dancer.
No, I understand. No, exactly. And I don't want to do anything to knock your confidence, But that can't have been nice when Craig Revel Hallwood comes up to you and, darling, we're going to have to bench you.
He didn't say that. but I'm off. I've been axed.
Okay. Do you want me to do something
fine.
About this?
I mean, no, absolutely not. Because I would rather be able to give you all a polished performance of dancing and something that looks good.
Are you first substitute? If someone pulls out, you're on or...
No, I'm off.
Is anyone else off?
Mark Wright's not on. He's hurt his back. We're all expecting Frankie from the Saturdays to show up at some point, but not as yet.
Okay, it's all fine.
No, it's fine, but I'm not on. I'm just saying, I would rather it be perfect for you than give it like a half-hearted attempt and maybe walk in the wrong direction or
you
something,
can't even
you know?
Stand in the background or something.
I think I'm going to be on the sofa watching it.
Okay.
I'm secretly quite relieved.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
British Kebab Awards coming up, 2:40.
What's amazing about that, though, is when I heard about the awards in the morning, I never would have thought yesterday when I woke up that I would end my day at the British Kebab Awards.
Mm. Dressed as Rupert the Bear.
It's a Larry suit, I'll give you that.
Really, Larry? But it kind of, I mean, it was good for the occasion, I think.
It was all we could get a hold of, so it will do.
Oh, yeah, and they did say no suit, no presentation.
No.
And is your phone still in Rice?
Of course it is. It's going to be there for 2 days.
I like it that producer Will added to the drama by just chucking some liquid over your phone just as you're about to go and present the award.
I was trying to think to myself because I knew I wanted to do one joke at least.
Oh, God.
So in my head, I was doing that joke over and over again. Suddenly, water or some kind of fluid all over me.
Was it on your suit as well?
Of course it was.
Too jazzy. Oh, wow. Okay. So did it look like you'd wet yourself?
Yeah, so I started panicking at that point. I mean, it blatantly was done on purpose. Ramp up the drama.
And then did you get the jokes wrong?
Oh, you'll hear what happened.
Oh,
it was
wait.
Shambles, the whole thing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, now is the moment where might want to warn you that your cringe glands may flare up because we're going to discuss what happened last night at the British Kebab Awards, which Chris here managed to get a presenter gig on last minute on the show yesterday. We rang him up. Who knew it was that easy to get on award ceremony when it's a few hours away?
Well, that's how it works, clearly.
Do you think it's the same for, like, the Brits as well, and, like, the Grammys, Emmys?
You tell me. This is clearly what happens. You or someone around you ring says, I suppose you fancy Scott Mills for the
it does.
Awards.
I don't think it happens like that on most of them. But nice of them to make way for you, I thought.
So cool.
So you turned up with these two idiots from the show.
Yeah, they insisted we all wore suits. We managed to get the suits in time. Admittedly, they were slightly alternative.
You can see a video of this on the Radio on Facebook. If you would just check out the suits for a minute.
I mean, I think
let your eyes adjust.
I think for someone really cool, those suits are awesome. You know,
I love
you've
it.
Got
you
to be
three
a
look
type of person.
You three look hilarious. Yeah, go and check the suits out. It's all they had in the rental shop. Because you left it last minute, you know what
really
I mean?
Last minute.
They probably had some ones that were less loud if you'd gone earlier in the day or maybe planned it a bit better. But this was all last minute.
Okay, so just before... So I knew what award thing we were doing. And just before it happens, producer Will here pours a drink over me. Still not sure why.
Before you're about to get up and do your speech?
Yeah.
What time frame is this? Like a few seconds before?
I'd say like 40, 50 seconds before I go on. Drink goes over me. So my immediate thought is pat myself down, work out where the danger areas are. I'm wearing a grey suit, so it doesn't look great.
No. It's not even black, so you can't hide the fact that it does look like you've weed yourself.
I was self-conscious enough because I was about to, you know, because for all... I thought it was fun and I really wanted to do it. There was 1,000 people in there. It was a really big night.
Yeah.
And so far, loads of MPs and dignitaries had stood up and done these really great speeches and talks and things like that.
About kebabs,
yeah.
Right. Mm. So here's the bit where it was obviously quite a rowdy room because there's a lot of people there. Did you say 1,000 people?
It was really, really busy. And just before I went on, this guy stood up actually to say, look, can everyone be quiet? Almost everyone got a telling off.
I've got that. Like quite teacher-like.
And I will once again remind you to please turn down the volume and show the respect that the winners and the highly commended deserve.
Oh, he really wants you to be quiet, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then turn the volume down.
And then, well, that's the thing. So everyone's there now. Everyone's looking. They've had their telling off. They're ready for me.
And respect the winners deserve.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the bit where you get introduced. Now, I'm
annoyed about the intro bit.
We wrote the intro and sent it to them earlier in the day without telling Chris. So you might have to strain to hear this, but I'll tell you exactly what we wrote and what the guy said as an introduction for Chris in just a minute, but here it is.
I would like to welcome onto stage to present the best newcomer kebab restaurant called Andy Love MB, along with Chris Stark, team maker and helper on Stockwell's show, BBC Radio 1, and winner of the worst dressed minus celebrity 2010.
So he said, team maker and helper on the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1 and winner of Worst Dressed Minor Celebrity 2010.
I know, and I didn't need that just before I was going on. I was wet from the drink that had just been thrown on me.
You didn't know that was going to happen.
I was trying to remember a joke, you know, for the speech to try and make it seem, you know, like a good speech, make it funny.
That wasn't the first draft that I'd wrote for you. They wouldn't say that one.
The original idea.
Yeah, they weren't having that.
I think that was a bit low of you.
Anyway, so Chris is introduced as team maker and helper on the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1 and winner of Worst Dressed Minor Celebrity 2010. You go up to the stage.
I'm with an MP.
Yeah, you're wet through in the groin area.
Someone else had just done a speech. So judging by how it had been on all the other awards, I just had to go up, get handed an envelope, and then we read the results.
I did tell you not to do a speech.
I thought it was right to do a speech, mainly because I wanted to prove a point that that's what you're meant to do.
Okay, so this, just to warn you, if you want a brace, this speech is 30 seconds long. We'll hear it in its entirety, and then we'll break down everything that happens. This is the first time I have heard this as well.
Also, during the water incident, because I was sort of panicking with that, when I got called up, I left the bit of paper, which I'd written quite a nice speech on, there. So it felt a bit more ad-libbed than I would have liked.
Oh, okay. Here we go, everyone. I like the music.
Apologies to the wet suit. My friend has poured a drink on me. 2014 has been a big year for kebabs. Let's hope 2015 is even bigger. Great to see falafel people in the house right now. Lovely to meet you all. Here's to a great 2015. Let's make it messy. And the nominations for Best Newcomer are...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I had this joke, this falafel joke, that someone had texted into the show yesterday, and I had it all ready, but in my head, when I stood up, I did it wrong.
So what was the original joke? Can you remember?
The original joke was, it's great to see a falafel house. Like, full house.
But instead, you said...
Great to see falafel people in the house.
Great to see falafel people in the house. Now, that, as a joke, doesn't work.
No.
That's the wrong line.
Great to see... falafel people in the house right now. Lovely to meet you all.
No, absolutely no laughs there. Zero lols.
I thought they'd go for it slightly more than they did.
Also, what are you basing this on, please?
2014 has been a big year for kebabs.
What do you mean?
I didn't know what to say, it just felt right.
I liked your opener as well. First thing you say.
Apologies to the wet suit. My friend has poured a drink on me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I told you that the cringe would be real. And finally...
Here's to a great 2015. Let's make it messy.
Let's make it messy.
I mean, that was the start of it. I then had to present an award. I had an absolute mare, but maybe we should discuss this in a minute. It went horribly wrong after that.
Right, okay. Tell me in a minute. One person really enjoyed the messy joke, though. Who's he?
There's a group of lads at the back that I've met slightly earlier.
Right, okay.
Then they listen to the show.
Thanks for shouting out there. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills
Daily.
Sounded like that only the young shouter guy was there last night. It wasn't him, was it? Going, Rawr!
It wasn't him, no. It
sounded quite like him. This is BBC Radio 1. A lot of people really enjoying the Facebook video. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now. There's another bit which we haven't talked about yet where... Mate, you got this so wrong.
I got it really wrong. So
how can you get this so wrong? It's like only, it's about a minute of your life, and like there's error after error here. So the guy, there's a guy who announces the runner up.
Yeah. So what happened is I did the speech, and at that point I then stood back because I thought, look, I'm with an MP. He needs to say something at this point. So I sort of turned around and said, "Oh, you read." The results, you know. So he then faffed around with the envelope and opened up the envelope, did the nominations, they said, announced the runner up. At that point, I don't know why I got confused. I thought he'd announced the winner.
Right.
So I thought, job done. I thought it was finished, you know.
So then you walk off stage. You can see you on the Facebook video. You walk off the stage looking quite pleased with yourself and you completely missed the winner.
Yeah, absolutely missed it. So producer Gary's there filming it. I mean, this video's on the radio on Facebook, you can see it. So I walk up to him trying to give him a high five, kind of say, job done.
You missed it.
And he's there pointing, saying, get back on stage. What?
I've got this here now.
Moving on, you've been waiting for the best newcomer kebab restaurant in London award. The winner is Kebab Restaurant.
What? Listen. The winner. I've done the winner. No.
Back on stage by then, it's too late. The winner's been announced.
At this point, I had to try and peg it back to go present an award.
No, the winner. What? I've done the winner. No, you haven't. The Scott Mills Daily. Christina on Twitter says, "Don't worry, Chris. I've heard worse speeches. Where have you heard worse speeches, please? Like, actually name where it was, please."
It was a real honour, though. The British Kebab Awards. Huge.
Emily says, "I can't listen to this. I'm bracing myself to watch the video." Do watch the video on the Radio 1 Facebook. It's even better than listening to it. As Chris completely misses the winner and walks off stage.
What? The winner? I've done the winner. No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of people watching the video for the Kebab Awards, like Gabby in Cardiff. It's on a par with the speech in Bridget Jones' Diary 1. I know what you mean. No plans for Chris to announce any Brit Award winners this year, says Mark. I don't think so.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I do really like it, but she's never going to get better than All That Bass, or whatever it's called, All About That Bass.
Memorable.
She, whatever it's called. That one, all
what's
about,
her name?
All That Bass, that one.
I like the idea of a DJ going, that's What's the Name with Thingamajig. Yeah. Never going to be better than the old, whatchamacallit, though.
Megan, What's the Name there with... it's good, though. Lips are moving on Radio 1. Megan Trainor. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you sober.
You all right?
Yeah, good.
You all right?
Pretty good.
Yeah. How is it first week back for you?
I've had a lovely time.
Yeah?
It was a nice Christmas break and I felt ready to come back to school. A
couple of big guests as well.
Yeah, a couple of guests to ease us in. Yeah, it was good.
Very good.
And we've got Murs on today.
Oh, is he back
really?
On?
Murs Overload. Well, do you know when he came in before Christmas, we recorded a chat with him
that
we put out in the new year. So we've got that chat today from... It's a good one, and we get him to do some impressions of celebrities and stuff.
Oh, we also had a chat with him before Christmas and played that on Christmas Eve. We're all getting our money's worth.
He really is the village bicycle.
Yes, he is.
Does he finish Christmas today, then? Is that the thing?
No, it's not about Christmas. It's before Christmas when we all chatted to Ollie Murs.
But he kind of, yeah, he...
Because he's the bike.
Well, as Chris Smith with the news, he is Radio 1's bike.
Yes, he is.
As Chris Smith with the news said yesterday, he started Christmas and he will end Christmas.
Yes.
Bookends.
That's right.
Bookends.
Hello, Murs, if you're listening. Okay, so this was on yesterday on Real or No Real.
This Christmas, Jamie Oliver FedExed an 8-kilo turkey to Greg James's mum and dad as a goodwill gesture.
That one is real.
It was real, yeah.
Wow.
It was... I didn't actually tell anyone at Radio 1 about it. I think because in the pre-Christmas hubbub, I just forgot. And my team yesterday, Pippa and Travis, went, why the hell didn't you tell us this? This is like the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just took it in my stride.
That's right.
But it's true, it happened. He sent an email going, really enjoyed being on the show. And
that's really nice.
I'd like to offer you and your family a turkey.
Did you have to sign for it?
My dad did, yeah. It arrived.
But had he done something to insult you? Because it seemed to me that it was like an apology.
Peace offering.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to him during the interview about wanting to cook more and all the rest of it. And we set that drum kit up for him. Do you remember we made a drum kit which was out of kitchen pots and pans and stuff. And he just had a nice time. So he gave me a turkey.
Isn't that lovely?
Really nice.
Right, here's today's...
I did say it was the most showbiz thing that's ever happened to me.
Absolutely.
Imagine that.
Here's today's facts. Are these real or no real?
The world's most expensive kebab costs $1,225.
How was it last night? Sorry, I haven't heard the show today.
Oh, no worries. So, yes, I presented an award at the British Kebab Awards last
night.
Yeah,
I know.
Everything that could have gone wrong did.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, maybe I should have asked this.
No, it's fine. Do you want me to...
I would love some highlights, because I haven't heard the show. I'm so sorry.
Okay. No, it's all right.
So basically, I had to go out. All I had to do was read the nominations, but I decided to do a small speech.
Okay, here it is.
Apologies to the wetsuit. My friend has poured a drink on me.
Oh, yeah. He did, the producer of the show, Will, not on purpose, but did pour a drink on him about 40 seconds before he was about to go on stage.
Shambles.
So,
looked
like he wet himself.
2014 has been a big year for kebabs. Let's hope 2015 is even bigger. Great to see falafel people in the house.
What?
Got the joke wrong. That was meant to be good to see a falafel house.
And it's good to see falafel people in the house. Doesn't make any sense.
Amazing.
And
right now, lovely to meet you all. Here's to a great 2015. Let's make it mezze.
Make it mezze.
I then, at that point, walked off. No, he was screaming encouragement.
At that he walked off and then missed the actual winner. He thought the runner-up was the winner. So on the video, it goes like this.
What? The winner? I've done the winner. No.
Get back on stage.
And then back and present.
Actually missed the winner.
At that point, you know, Robbie Williams was playing in background. The guy was getting his award. Walked off.
So everything he was there to do, absolutely missed.
Oh, I'm so glad I asked.
Yeah.
So, is there a video? It's on YouTube,
yeah,
I hope.
Yeah, ready on Facebook.
Facebook, all right.
So the world's most expensive kebab, over $1,000. Real or no real?
It's a lot of money. But I can imagine this happening. It's made of gold. Gold pitters or something.
Gold pitter.
I'm going to go
gold pitter.
Yes?
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, it's the king of kebabs. Includes champagne-infused mint and cucumber yogurt, barrel-aged ewe's milk, feta cheese, and edible gold leaf and platinum. It's made of gold.
Now, you see, that's the one that Alice Levine would like on Friday.
We're bringing in a dirty donna for her tomorrow.
Please, can you bring in the golden pitter? Bring in the golden pitter.
She'll only eat that. And next.
Before being allowed to work on the set of Celebrity Big Brother, the crew have to sit a written test, making sure they can name all these celebrities in the house.
Perez Hilton was good at it, wasn't he?
Yes.
He'd
I've not
all
seen
the research.
Anything yet. Is
he knew strong. Everyone.
It was good last night. You watched it, didn't you, Scott?
I did, actually.
I loved it.
Really?
It was really good, yeah.
Any who's?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Perez Hilton a bit.
Actually, not that many who's. I would say that lineup is probably... better than the I'm a Celebrity lineup from the last year.
Okay.
More interesting.
A couple of names. Perez Hilton.
Well,
Nadia Swahala.
Keith Chegwin.
Actually, maybe it isn't thinking of it. No, it's good. It's good people, though. Who else is on it? I can't remember now.
So this is what I'm saying. If you work on the show, it is difficult to remember some of the people that are on it.
The bloke that played the Hoff's son in Baywatch.
Patsy Kensit.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Who else is it? I thought it was pretty good. Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Someone off of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Katie Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Put Lee Ryan back in there. That was awesome.
Okay, so do the crew on Big Brother, on the celebrity one, have to learn all of the celebrities' names in there? Otherwise, they don't get a job.
Yeah. I think they should have to, definitely.
I think so.
Mm. Definitely.
It's difficult because especially all the cameramen are going to need to know who to film when they're going, no close-up on... Claire,
close up on the lady in the red dress.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to need to know, aren't they?
Yeah.
So yeah, there will be a test element.
But I always find that at these shows, because a lot of people don't know who you are, there are posters everywhere of the celebs with their names, and then as they get voted off, the big cross goes through them,
set fire to.
So real or no real?
Real.
That one is no real.
No.
What?
I know. They don't have to know any of their names.
They just don't bother.
It's true. On I'm a Celebrity, in the Australian one, half the crew are Australian, so they'd, like,
They have no idea who Alison Hammond is or whoever. They're like, Dan A, mate.
Dan in Durham just said, so great, Greg, this series, that you couldn't even remember the names of the contestants. I know, so I fell at that one, didn't I?
And next,
Russell Brand and Dizzy Rascal are to be studied as part of A-level English from the start of the next academic year.
Oh, I think I heard about this a little while ago.
It's, it is boring just having to do all the old people, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you mean all the old people?
Well, no, you know what I mean, all the classics. It's the same books that have been there for so, so long.
Oh, do you think it's going to be their autobiographies and stuff? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I think it's good to study something a bit more modern, up to date.
Hmm.
And Russell Brand has very eloquent language. It's all very, I don't know, dramatic and...
What, old people, you mean like Shakespeare?
No, I'm grouping in a lot of people. I'm saying mainly old scripts.
Playwrights.
And literature.
Old scripts.
Sure. Okay, good. So...
Well, so instead of doing To Kill a Mockingbird, it's going to be My Bookie Work by Russell Brand.
Yeah. Or maybe the lyrics to Bonkers.
Instead of Nazi Germany.
Yeah. So, the English A-level syllabus... Are Russell Brand and Dizzy Rascal going to be on for English?
Oh, it's English. I think this is true. I think Catelyn Moran's going to be studied as well. I think this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real.
Do you think you're going to be studied? In fact, you have been studied in English before. I've seen something about this.
In Japan, sometimes they use our show to learn English, which is a blunder because the English is terrible on it. Off of real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is going to be... In the English A-level syllabus, including evidence given by Russell Brand at the Commons Select Committee and texts on Dizzy Rascal's famous interview with Jeremy Paxman on Newsnight.
Is that true about Japan?
Yeah,
in your true. Show? That's great. Because there was a guy who emailed a nerd alert through yesterday, and he went, whilst I enjoy the Scott Mills show, he's an excellent broadcaster, he keeps saying monies, and monies is not a real word like that.
We got a YouTube video ages ago, and it's all Japanese, and you can hear the audio from our show, and it's just, like, the Japanese translation, it's really good. But don't learn English from this show, people.
Educating a nation, Scott Mills.
And next.
Bars and clubs in Sweden require a license to dance if customers wish to get down and boogie.
Get down and boogie, that is so Christmas.
I've been to Sweden, I don't remember there being, like, any kind of sign-up going... Can't dance.
Yeah, but that would suggest then that there are some bars which are unlicensed and therefore you're not allowed to dance in those bars.
Oh.
Which seems weird.
Well, so you have to show your certificate before you're allowed to dance.
Or I think someone starts dancing like, no, sorry, you can't do that. We haven't got a license.
We haven't got a license for that. Don't dance. But that's a weird thing to have license. Like, what's the problem? I can't see why that would be offensive on any level.
Well, and I danced the night away when I was there and no one stopped me.
Did you?
Yeah. In Stockholm.
But maybe you were so into it that they couldn't get your attention.
Oh, you were in a licensed bar.
I was in a licensed bar, yeah.
A licensed bar.
Oh, it's Eurovision. There was like hundreds of gays dancing. It was absolutely fine. Like, no one was going to stop us, were they?
Yeah, but maybe somebody had like a group license, like a group insurance. Maybe there was one leader who had the license and then went, yeah, they're all with me. Was that you?
Real or no real?
Was it Graham Norton?
No.
Terry, you and Terry Wogan? Don't worry, they're all with me. Where's the Baileys?
This way, gays. Come on.
Waving everyone through.
Real or no real?
Terry Wagwan. Okay, I'm going to say... No real, silly.
Real.
That one's real.
Oh, yes, no! It is. Damn it.
So the Swedish dancing law goes back to 2012, which was at the time met with protests from over 1,000 people in Stockholm. Ridiculous. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I am victorious. I got 30. Greg got 20.
What's on today?
I would love to get arrested for dancing. Yeah. What are you in for? I actually danced the night over Terry Wogan.
Anything on today?
No.
Okay, good.
Ollie Mears, films with Rihanna, and loads. Yeah, listen,
just
eh?
Loads.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Remember the kebab video? It is on Radio 1 Facebook. Have a look at it. We're back tomorrow, and it's Friday from 1 p.m.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.